Welcome to True Vine Talks with Rachel and Linda. Today we're going to talk about something for us therapists that can become moderately uncomfortable. And sometimes it's good to roll with the resistance. Yeah?
Linda's talking about silence during sessions.
Yeah.
And
How
we've got
are
an
you?
example.
We do have a movie clip example, a good one at that. And how are you with silence in a session?
I don't mind it. I actually use it to my advantage as a therapy tool sometimes to just really let people sit in a feeling or like really process and think. If I ask a question and there's, if it's followed by silence, I'll just kind of like let my client really sit there and think about it for a little
Yeah.
bit. And I might thank them, if I feel like the silence has gone on for, that they might be feeling awkward. I might say, hey, thanks for really thinking about this. I appreciate it.
That's a good therapeutic move, Miss Rachel.
What about you? How do you feel about silence?
Well, being the anxious pursuer that I am, the need to help people along and please them and get it right for them, we anxious pursuers tend to not allow for much silence. So, yeah.
That makes sense. It does. I'm thinking of clients that I have that are a anxious pursuer attachment style, and they don't have they will fill the gaps for us. There's not usually a lot of silence, so that makes sense.
Yeah. When you have anxiety, you tend to feel the need to not have silence. Anxiety is your struggle, you're on the struggle bus with, oh, this feels unsafe maybe a little bit, that there's not something's not feeling the blank space, because blank space feels uncertain. So, to answer your question, I went a roundabout way, I guess it's not
Yeah,
exactly
great.
comfortable for an anxious pursuer. However, it becomes a tool, like you said, to just allow for people to marinate in the emotion or the silence.
Yeah, that's definitely what I use it for. Yeah, because people don't sit in their feelings.
Nope.
Yeah, so it's nice for in therapy to kind of help them do that. Yeah. Give them the space to do it
You're
without
right.
distraction.
Now, when I've worked with teenagers, sometimes they're being quiet because they're resisting the process.
Yeah, I think there's a difference, right? And you can tell if it's like a defiant, resistant sort of silence versus a silence that you can use and kind of like use that, for the advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes if, the parents making them come to therapy, or they were truant for school, so now the court system has assigned them to you as a therapist. These are types of non-compliant therapeutic requirements. And if the client's not really there because they want to be there, and they'll just give you the silent treatment as a protest.
Yeah. Or if someone's shutting down and kind of dissociating, right? Becoming silent, like that's not beneficial. We want to back up and hit the brakes and back up in those moments too. But yeah, I think you can tell as a therapist through a body language, just the energy shift that you feel in the room. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You can tell if it's the type of silence that's going to be beneficial versus like whether I need to step in, take a different approach, fill the silence with something.
Yeah, like if a couple is someone threw a bullet, we call it, when we say that, that's just the language of they said something harsh or critical to their partner. That's just the language we use in EFT, but I don't like that language. I gotta use something else. But if you attack someone and they were caught off guard in therapy and the silence comes up, then as the therapist, you're like, ooh, I need to move in so they don't get into attack in the session. So that'll be another time, maybe not allowing the silence to keep lingering.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So do we want to show the example and then kind of talk more about it, more about like what we might have done or
Yeah,
our
let's do
experience?
that. I think it'll be real helpful.
Yeah. And so this is a clip from Good Will Hunting, is that correct?
Yeah, and then it just popped out, so let's try it again.
Smoking.
I mean, I didn't talk. He ran there for an hour and sat there counting the seconds until the session was over. Pretty impressive, actually. Why would he do that? Proves to me he doesn't have to talk to me if he doesn't want to. Is this some kind of staring contest between two kids from the old neighborhood? Yeah, it is. And I can't talk the first.
Yeah, I love that scene.
So funny.
Matt Damon's not giving in. He's gonna sit there and twiddle his thumbs the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. And so he's rolling with the resistance, as we call it in motivational interviewing, is like just allowing the person to have that space there. And you're sitting there looking at the clock, but you're just there.
But I kind of like what the therapist did there, right? Like he knew that proving to him, like you said, that he doesn't have to talk if he doesn't want to. And it's true. You don't have to. No one can make you talk to anyone. So
Yeah. What would you do in the next session if he came in and wouldn't speak?
In the next session. Oh. There's a couple different things that you could do. I think I might ask, are we gonna do this again?
We're gonna do this again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanna do this again? You really don't want to talk here, do you? I get that. You're being for
Right.
and that's not fun.
Yeah, validate that he's having to come. He doesn't want to be there. Yeah. This is tough. Like I've been in sessions like where the client wouldn't speak, so start, here's a game. Like usually it's with children or teenagers, and you're like, oh, here's something to do. Look at this. What do you think of when you think of this? And it's tough because you're getting paid to see them, so you feel like I want to work for what I'm getting paid. So I'm like, this is
Thank you
awkward.
so much for saying that because, yeah, there is a concern that people might think that, the therapist is getting paid, so it'd be easy for them to just sit back and, take advantage of that and not have to work. But that is not how we feel. We feel like we want to earn our money. We don't want to take the easy way out. Yeah.
In today's culture, you might, if you're sitting there as a therapist and your person is choosing the silent treatment to you passive aggressive, you might take out your phone or you might start drawing, you might start reading, you may take on a different behavior to show you're unbothered. Robin Williams decided to just do the staring contest. So I don't know how fun that is to do, but so we're just kind of, Rachel and I are just sort of approaching some of these movie clips where therapists are displayed showing how they manage or how they handle these situations.
Yeah, I might ask because I think it's hard for people to talk about themselves, especially someone that's going to be really quiet and shut down like this. So I might start it by asking, hey, tell me your opinion, of the people who have asked you to come talk to me.
I like that.
Right? Like, what do you think they're trying to do? What do you think their goal is in getting you to come here?
That's a good question. I like that. Yeah. Who and how do you feel emotionally towards those people?
This is,
Oh.
then we might get some anger and frustration, and we can work with that, right? Or annoyance, or some, we're getting something. Hopefully, right?
Yeah, we're getting that frustration in the room. There might be a little protest, and you can be like, oh, I see some frustration there. You hate authority for good reasons. Yeah, they're always making you do things you don't want to do. Oh, I like that.
And then you might be able to start asking, like, is that something that's happened a lot in your life? People always trying to make you do things you don't want to do.
Yeah, so it's making you're trying to bring to the room some emotion so that you can make some movement there for your client. I like that. Good one, Rachel.
Thanks. Yeah. What might you do in the next session following that?
Well, I might, because I'm an anxious pursuer, I might be like, hey, did you see the hurricane news?
To start like small talk. That's good.
Did you have coffee today? What's your favorite coffee? Did you go to Starbucks?
I've totally been there. I've totally been there, especially with the younger clients. Yeah.
Did you catch that Chicago Bulls game? Because this is 1997, right? The clip from the movie is the year 1997. I'd be like, did you see the Chicago Bulls game?
Right, gotcha.
I'll
Yes.
bring up something that I think that client may be interested in. Find common ground
Yes.
because is it innocuous, right? Is that the word where it's not related to the reason you're here?
Yes. That's what I was getting at, sort of like, yeah.
Yeah. Bring to light something that might interest them, has nothing to do with therapy, and that is therapeutic because you're resonating, you're trying to find attunement with your client. And even though it looks like chit chat conversation over coffee, you're really getting them to open up.
You're building rapport, and that's the first thing you have to do as a therapist always, is build rapport. And for people who maybe never heard that word before, how would you define that? It's like that therapeutic relationship, you're building trust, you're trying to gain this alliance, right? Like we're on the same team, we're working together. What would you add to that?
Yes, that's so true, Rachel. And Rachel and I have great rapport. We always have from the time I met her. We just have had
Just hit it off.
the synergy. I think it's the sister stuff because our sisters are similar. We have the synergy. And so, just resonating with each other and, finding commonality. And that's helped build the bond. And that's what you want to do with your client is, hey, what are some similar interests? But you're not self-disclosing and making it about you. You're trying to appeal to the person's self-interest because, hey, it's all about them. You're getting paid to see them.
Yeah. So you're just kind of trying to get to know them, establish that sense of safety, support. Absolutely. Yeah. One of my go-tos with the school age clients is, what's everyone talking about at school? Spill the tea, girlfriend. What's the gossip? Right?
Who's dating who wore what to the homecoming?
Exactly. Yeah.
The short dress, long dress, what?
On in your friend group, who's mad at who, who's, yeah, that talking most of the time, because that feels safer. It's not about me, it's about them, other people, right? But a therapist can take almost any information, right? Because we've got that training, and bring it back full circle. And before the client even realizes it, I'm now talking about you and your feelings.
Beautiful.
Yes,
It's a back door. It's a back door, Rachel. We have to use our techniques and we're giving them all away, aren't we? We're talking about our techniques, but we're letting you in on our little tricks and trades that we have to do to get folks to open up. And it's a beautiful thing because who doesn't want to be seen and heard and cared for and listened to? That's what
Yeah,
our job
we're not
is.
trying to trick anybody. We're trying to be helpful. It's uncomfortable and it's difficult for you to talk about. So if I can find a way that makes it easier for you, I'm going to do that. That's all it's about.
Absolutely. So the silent client, there's, Rachel and I just giving you guys some tips and tricks on how we would open up that door of communication. So we hope you enjoyed the clip. It was a little shorter podcast today. We're just sort of going with it and hope you enjoyed it. Is there anything else you want to share on that, Rachel, or?
I guess I would just share that if you're the type of person that feels really uncomfortable with silence and that makes you feel awkward if you're in therapy or that's maybe prevented you from going, know that like most therapists, like Linda and I are, we know how to handle it. And then even if it does make us uncomfortable at times, like we know how to handle it. We've got the skills, we've got the tools, we're gonna figure out how to use it or how to manage it. So please don't let that stop you.
Still go to therapy. It'll get easier with time.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you all listening to our podcast today.
Yeah. Silence and
Good.
yes. Everyone have a good day. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.